I would like you to imagine that you are sitting in a room. This is a room in your mind. This is your private meditation room. This room is decorated with objects which you have chosen. The floors are wooden, and you are seated on a very large, comfortable cushion. In the center of the room, the objects in this room, which you have chosen, allow you to focus. And as you imagine yourself seated in this meditation room in your mind, you see yourself sitting in the lotus position. This is the traditional position for meditation. So your legs are folded, your wrists are resting gently on your knees, your palms are facing upward. The tip of your left index finger is touching the tip of your left thumb. The same is true of your right hand, so that you are making the OK sign with each hand. Your back is upright. Your chin is parallel with the floor. Your eyes are closed and focused. And you always should use protective measures when raising the kundalini. So as a protective measure, I would like you to imagine that there is a very powerful light. Directly over your head. A healing, cleansing, powerful light. And from this light, you can bring a ray of light down, 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 until it touches the top of your head. Where it activates your crown chakra, giving off a purple glow, relaxing you completely, opening your mind to the possibility that you can do anything you want to do. And as you activate the chakras, imagine them each to be approximately the size of a tennis ball. And the ray of powerful cleansing healing light moves down through your head now, just a little lower, down to the level of your eyebrows, where it illuminates your brow chakra. Your brow chakra gives off a blue glow. The brow chakra, located between your eyebrows, is also known as the third eye. Having activated it, you can now clearly see the future. The future in which you are able to activate your Kundalini easily, safely, almost effortlessly. But for now, just continue to relax as you continue protecting yourself and clearing and cleansing your chakras. We will continue now activating the chakras. So for now, just focus on activating your chakras and the healing, cleansing, powerful light continues moving downward through your body, down, down, down to the level of your throat, where it activates your throat chakra, which gives off a silvery blue glow, reminding your throat that you should only say positive things about yourself and your possibilities. And the healing, powerful, cleansing light continues moving down now, all the way down to the level of your heart, where it activates your heart chakra. And all the chakras are cleared, all the way down to your heart chakra now. And as the heart chakra is cleared and activated, it gives off a golden glow, relaxing you even more, opening your heart to the idea of giving and receiving love, opening your heart to the idea of loving yourself and always caring for yourself and taking care of yourself. The healing, cleansing, powerful light moves a little lower now, down to the level of your solar plexus, where it illuminates your solar plexus chakra, which gives off a red glow, relaxing you even more. And the light continues moving down to the center of your abdominal area, down to the level of your spleen, where it activates your spleen chakra, which gives off a rainbow of colors. And your spleen is a vital organ in your body's natural defenses. As you activate that chakra, feel your body rebuilding its natural immunity and your spiritual immunity, which protects you. And it is through the spleen chakra that you are connected to your higher self and connected to the universe. So feel protective energy coming in now through the center of your abdominal area, filling your body with confidence and relaxation. Reminding you that you have a higher self which always protects you, and also reminding you that you are connected to everyone and everything in the universe. Bringing in positive, healing, protective energy from your higher self and the universe, in through the center of your abdomen. And the healing, cleansing, powerful light now settles at the base of your spine, at the root chakra. It is called the root chakra because it is at the root of these seven chakras. And the root chakra at the base of your spine, when activated, gives off a red and orange glow. So imagine this glow now. And now imagine all the colors of all the chakras swirling together. If you have any issues relating to any of the chakras, take a moment now to focus on those issues, realizing that the way to solve those issues will become clear to you in your daily life. The answers will come to you then. So for now, take a moment. Focus on those issues, if there are any, and then dismiss them for now, realizing the answers will come. But take a moment to do this now, as I am silent. Very good. Putting any chakra-related issues aside for now. Realizing the chakras are clear and cleansed, and the issues will have answers which will present themselves in your daily life. Now, allow the chakras to flow freely, feel energy moving from one chakra to the next in a downward motion from your head all the way down to the base of your spine. The energy is flowing from your head down through each chakra, down to the base of your spine. Any residual energy flows all the way down to the tips of your toes and out to the tips of your fingers, energizing your entire body. And now your entire body begins to feel like energy. It is very important when raising the Kundalini that your body is pure. By this, I mean that your intentions are good. So I invite you now to check your intentions and make sure that they are of the purest nature possible. By activating the Kundalini, you put yourself in touch with immense personal power. This power can be used to reshape restructure and reorganize your life. It can be used to give up old habits which no longer work for you. Take a moment now as I am silent to think of any old habits you might want to get rid of and how you might reshape, restructure, and reorganize your life. Think about these things now as I am silent. Very good. And remember, the Kundalini energy can be used for anything good. Remember this. Also remember, it is never to be used to harm yourself or another. It is never to be used for anything bad. Inside your mind, you have a compass for right and wrong, good and bad. Although there may not be a moral absolute for right or wrong or good or bad, you have your own personal compass. Now, I invite you to check that compass and make sure your intentions are good. So as I am silent, take a few moments and check that compass. Make sure that your reasons for raising the Kundalini are good, according to your own value system. Good. Having checked with yourself to make sure that your intentions for raising the Kundalini are good, and having let go of any bad intentions, and to imagine that there is a serpent coiled inside your body. And just relax. This serpent is coiled inside your body at the base of your spine. This is your Kundalini energy, and you are now activating it. Now, any time you activate the Kundalini, always, at the end of your session, deactivate the Kundalini and return it to its resting state. But imagine now that serpent coiled at the base of your spine. That serpent is exactly the length of your spine, plus the additional distance to the top of your head. In other words, if stretched from end to end, that serpent would reach from the base of your spine all the way to the top of your head. I want you to imagine that serpent uncoiling now, very slowly. That's right, slowly. Take a few moments now and imagine that serpent uncoiling, straightening out, slowly. Good. Now imagine the serpent standing upright so that the tip of its tail is at the base of your spine and its head is at the top of your head. Feel the energy flowing through your body now. And I invite you to practice this technique when not in hypnosis. Practice it during the daytime. Clearing and activating the chakras and then raising the Kundalini energy. At that time, you can meditate and use the Kundalini energy for something good. You can plan something. You can bring power into your life to help another. Something good. It's your choice, but it must be something good. At the end of your meditation session, however long it may be, return the serpent energy to its coiled state, coiled at the base of your spine. So right now, with the Kundalini fully released and the energy surging through your body, take a moment and think of something good you would like to manifest in your life. And imagine it happening. See it clearly happening. Good. Now I want you to imagine yourself 6 months from now, having raised the Kundalini on a regular basis and having achieved some wonderful good things in your life. See yourself 6 months from now being able to raise the Kundalini easily, safely, almost effortlessly, and having made some positive, powerful changes in your life. See this now. Good. Now I'd like you to see yourself 1 year from now. You are an expert at raising the Kundalini. You are able to raise your Kundalini at will, and you only use it for positive, productive purposes, which benefit you or others. Imagine yourself 1 year from now being a master at raising the Kundalini. And now, as I am silent, I would like you to take a few more moments and just enjoy having the Kundalini activated. Just spend some time with yourself, tapping into what you really want from your life, and look at it from a very pure point of view, realizing that the things you manifest in your life should serve the greater good of all. Very good. And now I would like you to imagine that the serpent's head is lowering. That's right. You will be able to raise the Kundalini when you meditate during the day. But for right now, I want you to lower the Kundalini, because you always lower the Kundalini at the end of any session where you raise the Kundalini. So imagine the serpent's head lowering. That's right. And now the serpent returns to a coiled state at the base of your spine. Congratulations, you have activated, raised, and lowered the Kundalini. And remember, you will be able to raise and lower the Kundalini in your daily life when you meditate, using that energy only for good. Only raising the Kundalini when you can clear all of the chakras and flood your body with protective light from above and protective energy from your higher self and the universe brought in through your spleen chakra. And remember, if there are any issues which arise for you while you activate any of the chakras or while you are raising the Kundalini, acknowledge those issues and put them aside temporarily as you raise and lower the Kundalini. But then, in your daily life, you must deal with those issues, because the chakras should be cleared on a regular basis as part of the regular spiritual maintenance of your spiritual self. And the best way to really clear and cleanse the chakras is to deal with those issues which are revealed to you in meditation and during this hypnosis session. Enjoy your new powers and use them wisely and only for good. you can allow yourself to clear your mind. Clear your mind and just activate that part of you which wants to relax. Relax your mind completely, realizing you have complete control over your kundalini, and realize that everything is going to be just fine.